Interesting question here today about, this goes back to the 90s. I just read this. I'm on Facebook now.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See how big you'd answer this.
That's why this show is cutting edge.
That's right. The argument on Facebook, the discussion was, three most important movies of the 90s. Not necessarily best, but most important movies of the 90s.
Most important. Wow.
I know. It's an interesting question.
There's so many ways to judge that statement too.
Mm-hmm.
Like just historical impact.
Mm-hmm.
Titanic.
You know what? Titanic is my favorite movie of the 90s. And when I was looking at this, it wasn't even listed. They really came up with four when I was, I mean, everybody was like chiming in. You know, I don't ever chime. I just lurk.
There's so many parameters to that.
What's the most important movie of the 90s? Now, Titanic gets my vote. It's in my Mount Rushmore of movies all time.
Important movie of the 90s.
Well, I'll tell you what. There are four up here. They were asking for the top three. But there are four now, and all of them.
Give us one so I kind of have an idea of what they might be judging.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay. Didn't expect that.
You're kidding. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know.
Independence Day?
It was such a breakthrough.
For what?
Well, Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, but then to me, Titanic should be on the list, and I'm not a Titanic fan.
You're not a Titanic fan?
Well, I mean, like, I'm not like you, where I just, you know, watch it all the time.
Well, that's insulting. That's insulting.
No, I'll allow. No, he's not like you.
Let me say something. The last time I saw Titanic was...
What's today?
Sunday. It was Sunday. Okay. So I go at least a couple of days without seeing it. But Titanic, well, I don't know. It's a pretty important movie. That was a breakthrough for Leonardo DiCaprio and James Cameron. Big budget, of course.
He'd made big budget movies before.
The Abyss he had made.
Well, the Terminator, right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that Cameron?
Well, Terminator 2 would be a big budget movie, yes.
Yeah.
Was that pre-?
So he was no stranger to the blockbuster.
Correct. But I think that Pulp Fiction, I mean, it just changed the game. I mean, that's just one that everybody says, whoa. I mean,
yeah, it did. There were people tried to copy it, but
yeah,
I guess people are still trying to make Tarantino-esque movies.
Yeah. Damien has one. Most important movie of the 90s. Damien, what?
The most important movie of the 90s is Toy Story. It helped launch computer animated movies, and it gave Steve Jobs the funding to save Apple.
You're right. You're right. In fact, I just
he showed his work.
And that wasn't even on my list. And I'll tell you something else. I just recently read about Steve Jobs that the bulk of his money did come from selling off what he had done with Toy Story, and it funded Apple. Apple wouldn't exist without Toy Story. That's true, at least not in its form. Man. Thank you, Damien. Wow. Well said. Boom. Mic drop.
Truth bomb.
And, they're getting ready to do Toy Story 5 against my better judgment.
Yeah.
They just cast Conan O'Brien as a voice in Toy Story 5. What did I say after Toy Story 3? Don't make another
one. Don't do
it. What did I say after Toy Story 4? Don't you dare make
another. I love it, but don't do another.
That's right. That's right. And they are doing another. Boy, I think he's right. I think
That's a great call.
I think Toy Story has to go on there. That Pixar animation is now... you know, everything as far as animation goes. And that was the first one. That was 1995. Very impressive work.
I don't think there was any big Marvel movies.
Mm-mm.
I don't think they because they needed the technology to catch up.
Right. The others now this one I agree with, even though it's not my favorite movie, I did like it a lot. I've only seen it once and it spawned several terrible sequels, The Matrix. And they say The Matrix because of its animation, the way he was dodging bullets.
The CGI?
CGI and the bullet dodges. So they had The Matrix. They did not have Toy Story. They did not have Titanic. They did have Pulp Fiction.
People do still use the red pill, blue pill analogy.
All the time.
In many ways.
All the time. Full disclosure, one day you were not here, and Red Rachel and BB Shea were in here with me, and I was saying something about Red Rachel, and BB Shea said, yeah, she's red-pilled. And I thought it meant she was on her period because I didn't get... I didn't know.
Thank God you didn't go in on that one.
I didn't know. But red-pilled means you want to see the whole world. And I admitted to him that day, if I were ever given a choice between red pill, know what's really going on in the world, or blue pill, stay asleep, stay a zombie, I would blue pill it all day long. I mean, okay. There's no question. I mean,
endless prescription for blue.
Exactly.
I had two come in from a P1. His phone dropped out.
Yeah.
I thought these were good options.
Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List is on there.
Okay.
Very important. I think Saving Private Ryan's a really good movie, but I don't know that how important it was because there were other, and I think better, honestly, World War II movies. I love Saving Private Ryan.
But nothing had done what that movie did the first 20 minutes.
God, ain't that the truth.
You know, that was a vision of combat that really had never been seen on screen, quite like that.
Man, the first 20 minutes of that movie are a masterpiece. The movie is great.
Oh, yeah.
The first 20 minutes are like, my goodness. Yeah. That's incredible to see
something.
Yeah,
I mean, it throws you right in there.
And that's a Spielberg, isn't it?
It is.
As is Schindler's List. Mm-hmm. I think Schindler's List is a better movie. It sticks with you more. But, boy, both are great.
Jurassic Park.
Ooh, that's a biggie.
It's a good movie. And the CGI is incredible on that.
They're still making Jurassic Parks.
But I've, against my better judgment, I told them not to make another Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's right.
They did it anyway.
I think Scarlett Johansson referenced you when she was talking about her next blockbuster.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Which she's now starring.
Hey,
that loon sent us a letter again.
I told you to auto-delete those.
I told them to not do another Toy Story and to not do...
They're doing to you what you do to most P1's emails. Just delete without reading.
Just see the subject line and be like, I don't think so.
DWR.
Delete. Delete without reading. DWR. Goodfellas. Goodfellas.
Is that 90? It was 90, right?
91?
Yeah, early 90s.
It was early 90s. So they had...
It's a masterpiece.
Yep. The ones that had come down to, and it was like, name the three best, The Matrix, Pulp Fiction, Goodfellas, and Schindler's List.
Raging Bull was what, late?
That was 1980.
80.
That was early.
I can't remember if it was late 70s or early 80s.
That was early 80s. But if you say one other, now Biggie has mentioned a few, and Toy Story from the caller, Damien got that. Now that's an important movie, Toy Story is. He's probably right. That may be the most important movie of the night.